This paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
Welcome to the Savvy Investor Radio Show, powered by ProStatus Financial Advisors Group and Michael Kinnett.
Each week we help listeners just like you create and grow wealth, protect and preserve it, and distribute it in the most tax-efficient manner while alive and after you pass. Truly the three pillars of our practice to help you grow, keep, and leave your wealth.
Visit thesavvyinvestortv.com or call today for your personal appointment, 866-597-1040. Now, the Savvy Investor Radio.
Welcome to the Savvy Investor Radio. I am your host, Michael Kinnett, joined by my good friend, Mike Macho. Mike, how the heck are you doing today?
I'm doing fabulous. It's the first official weekend of summer, so it's all good. What else could be wrong? What else? I'm just excited.
Well, except for that we're getting slammed with these 90-degree days already. So you're down a little bit south of us, and you get all that nice climate. It doesn't quite hit you quite in the face as quickly, right?
Well, maybe not. Well, it's a different type of hit in the face because we get hit with a lot of humidity.
Right. Well, I think we catch the same amount of humidity as you guys do. How was Father's Day? I know it was last weekend. Did you enjoy time?
Father's Day was incredible. We are going camping, so obviously we had to set up the tent, if you would, and set it up in the living room. So we had to spend the night on a wood floor to test out the tent. But it works good. My back, not so much, but it was a great Father's Day weekend.
But that's great. I mean, setting up the tent at the house, that's always a lot of fun.
It was. The only thing was missing was roasting marshmallows in the fireplace, and my wife wouldn't have that. So she
wouldn't go for that?
Nah, she wouldn't go for that. Not so much.
All right. Do we have time for a marshmallow story?
Absolutely. Always.
So I kid you not, my kids are probably at this time maybe 5 and 8 years old. We were living in the Columbia area at the time, and Columbia has these summer film festivals where they show family movies on a big screen, like on a Wednesday night or something like mm-hmm. that. And so we're down there and we're watching some movie, and these young teenagers, I'm thinking probably 12, 13, 14 years old, sit down next to us, and they break out the s'mores kit. You know, they have their marshmallows, they have the graham crackers, they have the chocolate.
Oh, yeah.
And they break out a citronella candle. And I'm watching them, and I said, you know, that's a citronella candle, right? And they said, yeah. And I said, you know what those are used for, right? They go, yeah, to keep some mosquitoes away. And I said, do you know how they do that? You know what's involved with keeping the mosquitoes away? And the kid said no. And I said, well, they basically have chemicals, and it gives off this chemical stuff that makes the mosquitoes just don't like. And he said, oh. And I said, so it's probably not real healthy for you to make marshmallows.
Oh.
And he said, okay. And I looked over like 30 seconds later.
There they were.
And he's roasting marshmallows. And I looked at him. I said, no, you're not doing this. And he goes, well, my mom said we could roast them. I said, you know, I appreciate what your mom said. You are not roasting marshmallows over a citronella candle. That's not going to happen. Eat them cold. I will give you a Bic lighter. You go buy a Bic lighter, but you are not roasting them and eating off a citronella candle. That's just not happening. So it does take a village to raise the kids.
And you know what? And you're absolutely right. And you see that a lot. And that is a challenge with parents because, you know, you see a child doing something wrong and, you know, you ask yourself, well, you know, should I jump into that water and tell them, hey, don't do that. And is the parent going to get upset with me? So as a parent, that is a challenge. Or if the kids are just flat out obnoxious and you want to tell them something, then you think, well, wait a minute, then the parents are going to get upset. So that's the challenge with us parents.
It is. I mean, it's an embrace challenge, but it is a challenge that we need to pay attention to.
You see, ladies and gentlemen, you learn so much on the show. Not only does Mike talk to you about great financial advice, but you also talk real life talk, parent talk, stuff that's happening in your life. 866-597-1040. Again, that's 866-597-1040. That's Mike's number. And what we like to do here on the show is we like to talk to you about financial things that are happening and that will affect your retirement income so that you can make a decision, call Mike up, and start a relationship with Mike Kinnett and ProStatus Financial Advisors Group to make sure that your retirement is on the right path. Speaking of that, Mike has a book It's number one Amazon bestseller called Successonomics. Mike, you wrote this with Steve Forbes, and you would like to give a copy of this away today to your listeners listening today to The Savvy Investor. But not only that, Mike's going to go one step further for those of you listening today. He is also going to give you a copy of his friend's book, who is also another number one best-selling author on Amazon, and that is Patrick Kelly. The name of that book is Stress-Free Retirement. Mike, it's a 1-2 punch of gifts that you give out, but it's also great, two great books to read.
Like you said, you know, you get more than just financial planning. You get some information that's truly useful for life in general. And, you know, when I was working with Steve Forbes, he wanted a conversation. He wanted us to contribute. He has a bunch of young authors, and he wanted us to contribute things that didn't sound like the norm, that it wasn't just the same old, you know, buy and hold or buy an annuity or buy, you know, the same old story that we read day in and day out.
Right.
You know, you can see it in Kiplinger's. They tell you the same thing over and over again. So I chose to write about what parents do and what the things we need to think about as we're passing on wealth and assets to the next generation, and our responsibility not only to our kids as we're raising them, but teaching them the value of money and the things that we want to instill on them so that they do the right thing with the money once they inherit it. So that's the book I wrote with Steve Forbes. And then, you know, Patrick Kelly, you know, I think the book he wrote, it's such a simple story to understand. It's such an easy read. It's probably 150 pages long, but I'm telling you right now, if it takes you more than 2 or 3 hours to get through the whole book, I would be surprised. And he just lays it out. And the nice thing about Patrick is he loves to tell stories. So everything that he's talking about, how to have a stress-free retirement, is told from the viewpoint of a story. And he makes nice little analogies throughout the whole book on just here's the things you need to think about and here's why you should be considering it.
Yeah, and it's a 1-2 punch, like we said, about great books, great information. It really is homework. So that way, when you do, call Mike at 866-597-1040. Sit down with him and ProStatus Financial Advisors Group, and the team will put together a plan for you and make sure that you are on the right path. Maybe, you know, like Mike always says, you got to find out what's going on with your portfolio before he can make suggestions and things like that. Maybe you're okay. Maybe it's just a slight adjustment. But whatever the case is, everyone is different, and you need to sit down with Mike and make sure you are on the path to a stress-free retirement. A lot of things that can harm your retirement is the stock market, and stocks did turn south last week, taking their worst hit in 3 weeks last Wednesday. Kaplan Financial's Susan Kaplan tells Fox Business, the market is volatile, but when you're planning for retirement, you've got to have a steady course as part of your plan.
When people make their allocation for their life, it really has nothing to do with how the markets are doing currently. It has to do with the percentage that they have to keep absolutely safe or generate their retirement income with, and the percentage that they need in the market to protect them from inflation. And you really can't change that allocation with the market noise, or you'll be jerking the money in and out and, as you know, ultimately hurting yourself.
Mike, what's your assessment on this? Do you agree with Susan? What's your advice to someone in that retirement red zone, what is it, 5-10 years before retirement?
Now, I think Susan hit it spot on. It's amazing how many people think that the 80s and the 90s are the norm for the stock market, and that, you know, 2000 to 2014 are the fluke, that this is not the norm. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you go back to 2000 to today, basically, if you're lucky, you made 4.5-5% on average, and that includes dividends. Certainly, that's what the Dow has done. So I agree with Susan that you need to have a written plan. I mean, I'm just such a big believer that it has to be written, and you have to revisit that written plan on a regular basis. But you do. You know, I met with a guy named Mike today, and that's exactly what it was. We were sitting there looking at the side. His concern is hyperinflation. What happens if inflation rates go through the roof? You know, and how do we possibly keep up with that, being, you know, have a safe investment? Susan alludes to a safe investment. And I said, you're right. You have to be concerned about hyperinflation. It's possible. I think we have more concern personally about deflation than we do with hyperinflation. But what I explained to Mike today was, is that, you know, he's fortunate. He has a federal government pension. he's going to have Social Security. So the amount of money that we need to set aside in a safe investment vehicle, something that's going to be reliable for him, that he doesn't have to worry about the ups and downs of the market, for him it's pretty nominal. He doesn't have to put a ton of money in. Probably about 15-20% of the money that he saved for all these years to use during retirement.
Right.
We actually only need about 15-20% of it for retirement, which gives him that side money that Susan was talking about, where you can put it into the market, you can let it go up and down, you can afford some of the gyrations of the market, because that's for the extras. And you know what? And this is what I explained to Mike. You know, if the stock market crashes in 2014, it's unfortunate, Mike. You can't buy a new car this year. But if the stock market's up 20%, go buy a new car. And that's what she's talking about. You have to have the flexibility to go with the ups and downs of the market because you need some of that exposure for long-term inflation, for growth, for estate planning, for the extras of life. But you want a portion of your portfolio that you just don't care if the stock market goes up and down. And quite honestly, folks, Michael, you know, I'm a big proponent of this. Patrick's a big proponent of it. When you retire, I do not want you to have to go back to work. If you want to go back to work, that's one thing. But I don't want you to be getting a job at Walmart or Home Depot because you have to do it to make ends meet. And people who leave their money in the stock market, here's the deal, folks. You know, if the stock market goes up 10% or 20%, you're not spending more money. Conversely, if the stock market drops 10 or 20%, you get nervous. You stop spending money. You slow down. You go get that job after retirement. And that's not what you're supposed to do. It's supposed to be stress-free. It's supposed to be relaxing. You've worked 30, 40 years of your life to get to this point. Why blow 30 or 40 years of savings? I mean, imagine losing 50% of that. You just wiped 20 years of work off the map because you didn't play it smart, because you didn't have a written plan, and you didn't put away the money in a place where it could grow for you and protect you for your income needs.
Mike, you just talked about the book Stress-Free Retirement, and Mike would like to make that book available to you right now if you'd like to get a copy of that book. 866-597-1040. That is from national best-selling author Patrick Kelly on the subject of retirement. Really talks all about the strategies that Mike has been really touching on here today, but goes more in-depth. And what we advise is do some homework. Get the copy of the book, read it, then go see Mike and really know what options are available to you. And Mike's going to take it one step further. He's also going to give you a copy of his book, Successonomics, that he wrote with Steve Forbes. And that is also a number one Amazon bestseller. 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Well, coming up, we're going to talk about why people are reluctant to seek financial advice, Mike. And we just had an article not too long ago that people who did seek financial advice retired with 79% more money. But, you know, the statistics are that people are still reluctant to do that. So we're going to tackle that subject coming up next. And the official kickoff of summer is this weekend. And it was this weekend back in June of 1975 that Steven Spielberg made us afraid to go into the water. So what did he do? Remember, with us next, right here on the Savvy Investor Radio with Mike Kinnett of Pro Status Financial Advisors Group, 866-597-1040, or online this weekend at thesavvyinvestortv.com. That's Savvy with two V's. Stay with us.
How tough can it be to get Social Security benefits? Did you realize that there are over 567 ways for married couples to claim benefits? On top of that, there are hundreds of rules with millions of possible combinations to consider. And to top it off, making a mistake could cost you thousands upon thousands of dollars. And after 1 year, your decision is irreversible. You can't start over. That's why it's so important that you call Mike Kinnett in ProStatus Financial Advisors Group today. Mike and his team will coordinate your retirement savings and Social Security benefits to maximize your retirement income. Don't leave countless thousands of dollars on the Social Security table. That money is yours. Learn how to maximize your Social Security benefits. Call ProStatus Financial Advisors Group today for your retirement review. 866-597-1040. 866-597-1040. Or visit ProStatusAdvisors.com. ProStatusAdvisors.com. Strategies are most effective with portfolios starting at $250,000. ProStatus Financial Advisors Group, LLC, is a registered investment advisor.
Welcome back to The Savvy Investor with Mike Kinnett of ProStatus Financial Advisors Group. My name is Mike Macho. Thank you so much for spending your time with us this weekend. It was Jaws, the film directed by Steven Spielberg, that made us all afraid to go into the water and opened in theaters this weekend back in 1975. June it was, as we celebrate the official weekend of summer. Mike, I'm sure you've seen the movie hundreds of times, like me, Afraid to Go into the Water, and so many great quotes in this movie.
I think this was, I mean, as I look back, I was, I guess, maybe 12 or 13 years old when it came out, and I think this was the first movie that would be considered, it wasn't a horror movie, but probably the first movie that absolutely scared the bejesus out of me.
Yep.
I mean, when that head falls out of the boat at, you know, towards the beginning, when they're looking for the, and the head pops out, yep, and he drops the tooth in the water, yep, you know, when Dreyfus drops the tooth in the water, I'm not positive that I didn't wet myself. You know? I mean, it was just, I just vividly remember screaming with half the audience at that point. Nowadays it's just kiddie stuff because they see that stuff all the time. But man, back in the day, that was just a fantastic movie. And yeah, it was scary back then.
Yeah, it's hard to believe it's been, you know, so long ago, 1975, Jaws. Wow. Another great movie is always, and we love to watch that, as we remember the baby boomer generation, and that certainly was a great movie as part of our lives there growing up. 866-597-1040 is Mike Kinnett's number at ProStatus Financial Advisors Group. If you hear things on the show today that you have questions about, or if you just need to set some time up with Mike to make sure that your retirement is on track, 866-597-1040. Well, Mike, whether you are afraid to go in the water or ask help for your finances, a recent Fox Business article tackles the topic why people are reluctant to seek financial advice. How do you help your clients overcome these fears when they go see you for the first time at ProStatus Financial Advisors Group?
Well, I think that is a big problem, you know, and it's something that you just have to buckle down and do. It's so important to your success. And, you know, I know the article talks about there, you know, basically a half a dozen things or so that people are afraid of. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one of them is that they're afraid that we'll look at you, you know, look at you as the prospective client, as the person coming in the door, and we'll look at you and say, you know, either A, you're stupid because you don't know anything, or B, look at all these mistakes you made. And unfortunately, I think to some extent, a lot of people on my side of the table, we do that to you guys, and it's unfortunate because if you walk into a person's office looking for help and they treat you like you're an idiot, or they say you did all these really stupid things and I'm going to fix it, that's probably not the right relationship for you anyways. You know, I don't care who you are, there should be some common courtesy and some, you know, comfort in that conversation. And the fact is that we as financial planners know that probably less than 50% of you have ever talked to a financial planner before you come in to see us. You might have gone to a dinner seminar,
right,
but most of you don't actually go see a planner till a year or two out. And quite honestly, even then, most of you come see us a week or two before you're getting ready to retire, or, you know, 6 months before I'm going to retire in 3 months, and now I need to know what I'm going to do. And that's just crazy. Don't be afraid of what we think. Here's the deal. Here's the best part about it. If you show up in our office and you're worried about what we're going to think, if you don't like us, you're never going to see us again anyway, so who cares what we think?
Good point. But you mentioned something here about retirement. A lot of people go see you a couple of days before retirement. What is a good time frame to go see Mike Kinnett at ProStatus Financial Advisors Group if I'm planning on retiring?
I think if you're planning on retiring, you should start this day you start working, and you should go see a planner just to get some numbers. Even if you have to pay some small dollar amount, most financial planners, if you just are looking for some guidance, just some big picture stuff, and then you should be seeing them every, you know, 3 to 5 years just as checkup. But I think once you turn 50, you really need to be sitting down with an advisor to make sure you're on the right track. For most of us at age 50, you know, it's kind of at the peak earning years for you. You're probably making more money at 50 than you will at any other point in your life. I mean, it's not that you won't get, you know, raises, but you've really hit the peak of your career. You know, you're at the highest level you're going to get, you know, managerial wise, you know, whatever you want to call it. So I think by age 50, you really want to sit down with somebody. The kids are probably on their way out the door, if not already gone by then. Most of us save more money between age 50 and 60 than we do at any other point in our life. Most of us pay off all of our debt that we have between 50 and 60. So I think 50 is, if nothing more, by 50, you want to sit down with somebody. 55, you want to do a checkup. And I would say every year after 55 until the day you retire, you should be sitting down at least once or twice a year with a financial planner. just to make sure you're on track? Do you still have the right investment vehicles? You know, what's the economy looking like? And, you know as well as I do, Michael, people can spend hours and hours and hours doing this themselves. It's not like we have some magic solution to everything. The difference is that it's kind of like changing your oil. You know, when I was 16 and 18, I changed my oil all the time. I'm not even sure where my oil plug is anymore. Yeah. I can't climb underneath that
thing.
Right,
right.
So I can spend hours and hours figuring out how to change the oil in my car, or I can take it to the dealership. And, you know, fortunately for me, mine's under that, you know, I get free oil changes for the first 3 years. But you know, I can take it to somebody, and they can get it done in 30 minutes, and I know it's done right.
Yeah, and you're on your way.
And I'm on my way. So rather than spend the hours that, you know, you and I spend every week researching and studying and reading reports, and I got to tell you, folks, even I don't drive after I read some of these reports. So you want to sit down every year, at least twice a year, from the time you're 55-ish on.
866-597-1040. Again, that's 866-597-1040. Or online this weekend, thesavvyinvestortv.com. That's savvy with two V's. And if you have a question for Mike and you want to hit him up with an email right now, if you'd like, it's askmike@thesavvyinvestortv.com. And remember, savvy always with two V's. So we're going over this list, Mike, why people are reluctant to seek financial advice. Fear number one, we just talked about that, what the financial professional will think. Number two, what friends and family will think. Sounds kind of, you know, not to worry about, but really that your family does have a lot of clout.
Well, your family has a lot of clout, but the fact is that I don't think you need to share that with them until you found somebody you think you want to work with.
Okay.
And then if you found somebody you want to work with, and then you want to include your kids in the decision-making process or get kind of a second opinion, because, you know, you might get caught up in the excitement of the relationship, and your kids looking at it from, you know, a different perspective might give you a different viewpoint. And that might be worth having your kids participate in it. And I'm a big believer. I know parents, they just kill me with this. Parents don't like to talk to their kids about money. You know, they don't want their kids to worry about it. Some parents don't want their kids to know what's going on. I think it's so important, especially if you're in your 70s. You got to have those conversations. I'm telling you right now, if you're not talking to your kids about money, your kids are stressed about your money, not whether they're going to inherit it, but do you have enough? Yep. Are you going to outlive it? And you know, you worried about them so much when they were little. Worry about them now and the stress they have in their life now as they're paying down their own debt, as they're saving for their own retirement, as they're working and they're worried about the economy. I got news for you. They're worried about your health and your finances, not because, you know, not because they're worried they're going to have to take care of you, not because they're worried that they're not going to inherit. They're worried that you're not going to have enough money to take care of yourself. They're worried that you're going to run out of money, and they don't want you to be in that position. So talk to them about where it is.
Great
points. What's going on with it?
Great points. Fear number three, as we move through this list, your hidden financial truth. Is this something like a husband and wife, maybe the husband not knowing that the wife has an account? Is that what that means?
No, I think it goes more back to the expectation, you know, of you know, the emperor has no clothes type thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think what happens is, especially for people that have made money and they have nothing to show for it, you know, we find a lot of people wind up house poor. They've overbought a house. You know, they paid much, much too much money for a house, and they can't afford it to begin with, so they have nothing that they can save. They live paycheck to paycheck. So, you know, somebody will come into your office and, you know, they'll sit down and they're 55 years old, they make $200,000 a year. And they have, you know, $60,000 in savings. Well, that's just crazy.
Mm.
So they're afraid to have that conversation because somebody will do just like I just did and say, well, that's crazy. How can you only have $60,000? But this goes back to kind of point number one. If you sit down with somebody and they look at you and say, you're an idiot. How can you only have $60,000 saved? Well, then you don't want to work with that person anyways, and who cares what they think? If you've done a poor job with your money, if you haven't been a good steward with your money, it's like anything else. If you have bad habits and they need to be changed, it's so hard to do those changes on your own. I mean, and that's the next thing, change. People hate change. But the fact is that if you work with somebody, it's much easier to make a change. If you're trying to diet, that's why Weight Watchers is successful, not because you eat the food. It's because you go to the meetings and you have a bunch of people who are all trying to lose weight together. You know, you can work out at your home just as easy as you can go to the gym, but going out to the gym, you meet other people who are working out together and you have a common cause. You know, people who run, they do much better running together. You know, you can eat by yourself. It's just much more enjoyable doing it with somebody else. So I think that change, it's always difficult, but you need to do it if you're doing it for the right reasons and moving in the right direction. And there's nothing wrong with exposing yourself and saying, this is where I am and this is the help I need. And you need to work with somebody else because that's the only way you can be successful. We know that. Every report out there says you're so much more successful when you work with somebody.
Absolutely. And we're talking about this report that says advice seekers retire with 79% more money. And we're also discussing why people are reluctant to seek financial advice after seeing that report. Number five on the list, you can't afford it.
Well, and I think that's a misleading statement. In your mind, you can't afford it, but you know you're going to pay the advisor some way, somehow. Nobody works for free.
Right.
At first, you know, if they say, don't worry, there's no cost to you about it, you should kick them in the shins and leave. Because there's a cost someplace. It's either an opportunity cost or an outright money cost. The banks, you know, when the banks say you can get a CD from us and we don't charge anything from the CD, well, yeah, they don't charge you anything because they're only giving you 0.25%. You know they're making more money on it. They're just not giving any of it to you. So I think it's fair to ask how you get paid. I think it's fair to say I'm worried about paying too much out of my pocket, but you still need to sit down and get it done. Even if it's just a consultation so you can see if you're on the right direction, you need to get started. Find out how much it's going to cost. There's advisors out there that don't charge anything that still do a great job, even if they're using investments that charge a commission. Maybe that's the solution for you so that you're not having to come up with a big number up front. Maybe that's the solution.
Number six on the list as we wrap it up here is getting ripped off.
Well, I think that's exactly what it is. You see so many things in the news all the time from, you know, everybody from Bernie Madoff to Stanford and all that stuff. So those solutions, there's solutions to that. You know, one, interview them. Make sure you're comfortable. Do a background check on them. You can check it and make sure they're a fiduciary. You know, at our website, we have a great piece, you know, why investors choose fiduciaries. If you go to thesavvyinvestortv.com, it's right there on the front of the front page. You can click on it, download it. We can send you the actual hard copy if you want it. But it's a great piece on why you should work with a fiduciary. And quite frankly, if you call my offices at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040, we have a whole handbook on how to choose the right advice giver. And we can send that out to you as well.
Seven reasons why successful investors choose fiduciaries. Go to Mike's website, thesavvyinvestortv.com. Check that out as we've been discussing this great topic about why people are reluctant to seek financial advice. Don't be one of those because advice seekers that do seek financial advice retire with 79% more money, according to a new MarketWatch article. Lots of great information here on the show today. The Savvy Investor with Mike Kinnett of Pro Status Financial Advisors Group. And coming up next, are your taxes higher than you expected now that you're retired? Well, Mike is going to talk about ways that you can avoid tax surprises in your retirement income. It's all happening next as we continue this great conversation this weekend, the first weekend of summer, here on the Savvy Investor Radio with Mike Kinnett of Pro Status Financial Advisors Group, 866-597-1040. Stay with us.
There must be some kind of way out of here.
Did you know that it's not inflation or even market performance that presents the biggest risk to your retirement plan? It's unexpected medical expenses, specifically long-term care. That's why it's so important for retirees and pre-retirees to arm themselves with information that will aid them in the event long-term care is needed. That's why it's also important to sit down and talk with Mike Kinnett and the team at Pro Status Financial Advisors Group. Having to spend your nest egg on long-term care is not what you've been saving up for throughout your career. Pro Status Group is a complete team that provides complete strategies and services. They look at your unique situation and work together to serve your best interests. Strategies used by Pro Status Group are the most effective with portfolios starting at $250,000. Call Pro Status Group today for your retirement review. 866-597-1040. 866-597-1040. Or visit ProStatusAdvisors.com. ProStatusAdvisors.com.
ProStatus Group, LLC is a registered investment advisor.
Welcome to the Savvy Investor Radio Show, powered by ProStatus Financial Advisors Group and Michael Kinnett.
Each week we help listeners just like you create and grow wealth, protect and preserve it, and distribute it in the most tax-efficient manner while alive and after you pass. Truly the three pillars of our practice to help you grow, keep, and leave your wealth.
Visit thesavvyinvestortv.com or call today for your personal appointment, 866-597-1040. Now, the Savvy Investor Radio.
Welcome back to the Savvy Investor. I am your host, Michael Kinnett. I'm joined by my good friend, Mike Macho. Happy summer this first weekend of summer, and hopefully you're enjoying some of that nice heat we're having this weekend instead of the 90 degrees that we had during the week this past week.
Yeah, finally good to see. You know what? We complain when it's cold, and we complain when it's hot.
Well, isn't that the American way?
Yes, it is. Absolutely. Yes, it is. Absolutely. Yes, it is. And because it is the first official weekend of summer, Mike has some great gifts for you listening today to the Savvy Investor Radio. He's got two books out. It's really a 1-2 punch, and it really is a great way that Mike likes to start the relationship with you and he and ProStatus Financial Advisors Group. The name of the book is Stress-Free Retirement. It's from one of Mike's friends who is a national best-selling author on the subject of retirement. It's called Stress-Free Retirement. Mike talks a lot about this on the show, and Mike's going to go just a step further and give away a copy of his book, and that is Successonomics, that he wrote with Steve Forbes. Mike, another number one bestseller on Amazon. This really is, like we've just been saying, a 1-2 punch because it is great homework this weekend for your retirement, for your financial plans. That way you can really come prepared, Mike, when people go see you at ProStatus Financial Advisors Group, whether they go see you in Baltimore, Washington, or Northern Virginia.
Well, and I think it's more than just homework because, you know, obviously, you know, the idea here is that we're giving you great information and you come and sit down and we talk about needing a written plan and having a true financial planner in your corner there. But regardless if you take us up on that advantage, regardless if you take us up on that opportunity, You want these books because they really will spell out the day-to-day stuff you need to be thinking about so that if you choose to do these things on your own, at least you understand what's going on. Or quite frankly, we talked about this. You know, if you know you need a financial planner and somebody's referred you to somebody or you went to a dinner workshop and you like the guy and you think you want to go talk to him but you're afraid of it, you get this information from us and it'll give you the tools so that you can make smart choices. So even if it's not with me, at least you have this information out there that you can arm yourself and you can make an informed decision and you can have an intelligent conversation. And when you sit down with somebody, you can say, hey, look, explain to me. You keep telling me about this safe money. Explain to me why it's safe. Patrick does that in his book. We do that in our workshops. We do that when you come see me. You can ask them, you know, I have this brochure that says, people, smart investors work with fiduciaries. Why aren't you a fiduciary? You know, why is a fiduciary relationship not the one I should have? You know, we'll give you this information so that you can make those smart choices. Call my offices, 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
Mike also, by the way, teaches federal retirement classes for several of the different agencies. So lots of great information, very, very informative. Mike is a fiduciary. If you want to know more information about that, and, you know, maybe you called about the book, maybe you want to get some information right now, you can go to Mike's website, thesavvyinvestortv.com. That's savvy with two V's, always. Two V's.
Always two V's.
Well, Mike, how much attention are people paying to taxes in their retirement planning? Well, Fox Business recently reported on a new survey of retirees that says 36% found that taxes were higher than expected. How can people avoid tax surprises in their retirement income?
Well, I mean, I hate to beat a dead horse, but obviously sitting down with a financial planner and creating a plan that's written out, you'll know what tax rates you're going to be in because most financial planners are going to incorporate that. They're going to give you a sample tax return of what this is what you're going to look like. And quite frankly, as a financial planner, it's hard to make an allocation recommendation. Where should your money be if we don't know what the tax implications are going to wind up being? And, you know, and this goes to the difference between working with a financial planner and just a financial advisor, because unfortunately, even financial advisors, like at the big wirehouses and most of the big brokerage firms, even if they are competent to give you tax advice, they're not allowed to. Their employers won't let them give the tax advice because they're afraid they'll be on the hook for it. That's, you know, again, one of the reasons why we tell you work with a financial planner, work with an independent financial planning firm. But, you know, I love telling stories. I can talk forever about them. But, you know, Richard came to see me, and this was gosh, probably a couple of years ago, and he wanted $5,000 a month after taxes in his accounts, and he and his wife had sit down, and Richard was an engineer, and so he had done all these spreadsheets and calculations, and they were beautiful. I mean, he can do things with Excel that are just amazing, and but he sat down with me, and he was taking out $6,400 a month to cover his federal and state taxes, because he knew that as he was taking money out, his Social Security was going to be taxed. Contrary to popular belief, Social Security is taxed. He knew that even though he was going to be over 65 when he retired, it doesn't matter how old you are. Taxes are based upon how much income you have. And so he sat down and he had this whole plan set up, and we took a look at it. And I said, look, you know, here's the solution to your problem. Fortunately for me and fortunately for Richard, he had planned his investments pretty wisely. He had some money in Roth IRAs. He had some money in his IRAs. He had a 401k that he was going to put into his IRA. He had some money in a brokerage account with Vanguard at the time. And he had some money in savings and checking. So what we did was we said, look, Richard, you know, he was actually only 62 at the time. We said, look, you know, we want to take a look at not only the income that you need today and the tax implications of today, but we want to balance it with the income and the tax complications and implications when you turn 70 and you're forced to take money out of that IRA. So fortunately for us, what we were able to do, or I guess fortunately for Richard, what we were able to do, take $5,000 a month from his investments in Social Security in such a way that he's paying zero taxes. Zero taxes. We actually are getting a little bit, about $5,200 a month direct deposited. We're taking a little bit from his Roth. We take a little bit from his IRA. We take a little bit from his, well, it's no longer his 401k, but it was, in the beginning it was his 401k. And we take a little bit from his brokerage account, and we take a little bit from his savings account. And by balancing all those accounts and taking into consideration the deductions that he has already from his Schedule A, you know, his charity and his taxes and some other things that he had. He has a very small mortgage. We were able to balance all those things out to get him a little over $5,200 a month tax-free. And, you know, to me, I always want to pay the least amount of taxes possible, and zero is a pretty good number.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
I mean, when it comes to paying taxes, zero is
right.
A good number.
Yeah, zero is your hero.
Yeah, yeah. It's like Patrick Kelly says, you know, zero is your hero when it comes to market losses. I'd rather have zero loss than a market loss.
Right.
Same thing with taxes. Sometimes zero is a really good number when it comes to taxes.
Lots of great information here on the show today, ladies and gentlemen. If you have a question about anything that you've heard, or if you want to ask Mike a specific question about the safe money strategies that he's talking about, 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040. When you do, make sure to hit him up for his book, Successonomics, with Steve Forbes, and his friend Patrick Kelly's book, Stress-Free Retirement. He would like to give those books out to you as a gift today for listening to The Savvy Investor with Mike Kinnett of ProStatus Financial Advisors Group. Again, that number is 866-597-1040. Mike, we've been talking about a lot of different accounts, but what about 401k accounts? Of course, you know, a lot of people have been changing jobs since the last few years with the economy being up and down. What about those old orphan 401ks that maybe people have in a previous job that they've forgotten about, or they really don't know what to do? What's the best advice that you can give, you know, people with orphan 401k and IRA accounts?
Well, I'm a firm believer. If you're no longer at your employer, your money should not be at your employer. It just doesn't make sense to leave it behind. And there's all sorts of things. I mean, think about it, Michael. You know, the 401k that you have, mm-hmm. you have, what, about a dozen choices that you can put the money into?
Yeah, there's so many, and it's just so confusing.
So many, but really there's only about a dozen in your 401k.
Right. But they're confusing.
But think about it this way. If you wanted more than those dozen choices, mm-hmm. you don't have them. But if you put your money into an IRA, if you roll it over, and it's a tax-free event, you can just move from the 401k. And when we say 401k, we're really talking about all sorts of company sponsor plans. I don't care if it's a 457, a 403b, a 401a. It could be the TSP, any of those accounts. When you move the money into the IRA, it's a tax-free transition. It doesn't cost you anything tax-wise. There's no penalties to move it over. But when you get into the IRA, you literally have unlimited options. You know, I think there's like 8,000 mutual funds. There's thousands of stocks and ETFs and annuities and bonds and REITs. And heck, there's even IRAs out there that'll let you buy gold and physical gold. They'll let you buy real estate so you can own property. I mean, your options are almost endless. And maybe to some extent, having too many options isn't a good idea either, because you can get the analysis by paralysis, or paralysis by analysis, rather. But I think you move it for that reason. I think so that you have the choices. And there's other little things like, if you think about it, when you call your 401k company, who do you talk to? Well, it's whoever answers the phone.
Right.
And I'm telling you right now, if you ask five questions to that IRA, that 401k guy on Monday, and you call back a week later, one, you're going to get somebody else, and you ask them the same five questions, at least one of them will be different. The answer will be different.
Mm.
I'm a big fan of Steve Forbes. I love Forbes magazine. And I'm a big believer in Google, even though my son tells me that you can Google anything, which is why you don't have to go to college. He's learning that lesson the hard way.
Smart kid. Smart dad.
Well, it certainly has saved me money up to this point in college funding for him, although he has now discovered that perhaps Googling everything isn't the solution. But my point with that was, if you can Google Forbes magazine and 401k fees, they do a great feature every year. And you are losing 20% to 30% in fees right off the top on that 401k, and you don't even know it. And I know you hear all the time, well, it doesn't cost you anything. Yeah, I have a hard time with this free lunch. I mean, how could these 401k companies be in business if they're not charging you anything? There's got to be a fee someplace.
Yeah, Mike, you see these prospectus that you get, and they're so overwhelming, I don't know how to read it.
Well, and like I said before, you certainly don't want to read it and drive. I mean, if you can get through a page of that thing without falling asleep, it's remarkable. But I'm telling you right now, if you go to page 53 on the small print, it's right there. It says right there, we charge you exorbitant fees. And that's just plain there what it says.
866-597-1040. If you have questions about your 401k, if you have questions about maybe an old IRA that you haven't looked at for a while, or even if you just want to have Mike look at your prospectus and see, Mike, what's going on here? 866-597-1040. Again, that's 866-597-1040 at Pro Status Financial Advisors Group. Make sure you ask Mike about his book, Successonomics, that he wrote with Steve Forbes, and Stress-Free Retirement, his friend Patrick Kelly's book. Patrick is a number one bestseller on Amazon, as well as Mike, on the subject of retirement. And speaking of Patrick Kelly, we're going to hear from him coming up next as he explains the uncapped strategy so that you don't lose money but not limit your gains. Plus, we're going to celebrate two birthdays. One is former President George H.W. Bush, and wait till you hear how he spent it. Stay with us here on The Savvy Investor with Mike Kinnett of Pro Status Financial Advisors Group, 866-597-1040.
Retirement means many things to many people. Could be a much-anticipated trip to an exotic location. Could be golfing every day. Or it could be as rewarding as the pleasure you get from seeing the smile on a grandchild's face when you surprise them with an unexpected visit. Retirement is all about creating life memories. Let Mike Kinnett and his team at ProStatus Financial Advisors Group show you how you can enjoy your retirement years, creating those precious life memories. From estate planning and taxes to portfolio management and long-term care insurance, ProStatus Group goes beyond basic retirement income planning and strives to provide you and your family with more purposeful lives. Strategies used by ProStatus Group are most effective with portfolios starting at $250,000. Call ProStatus Group today for your retirement review. 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Or visit ProStatusAdvisors.com. That's ProStatus Advisors.com. ProStatus Group LLC is a registered investment advisor.
As I talk to people about this strategy, there's a lot of myths, a lot of misunderstanding, a lot of misinformation about what this really is. And for years now, what people have had to do is they've said, okay, I like the idea of not losing. I like the idea of safe money. I'm going to take that. But the trade for that was a cap, meaning that if things went really well, they could only make up to a certain amount of money. What we've seen over the last few years, really just the last 2 years, is a major, major innovation has come to this industry that we work in, and that is the ability for individuals not only to protect their downside, to also take the lid off, take the cap off the upside. In other words, people now have the opportunity to not lose, but to not limit their gains.
Welcome back to The Savvy Investor with Mike Kinnett of ProStatus Financial Advisors Group. That was Patrick Kelly. Mike, he is a real good friend of yours, and his book is Stress-Free Retirement, and you're giving a copy of that away today to your listeners here on The Savvy Investor. Also, your copy of Successonomics, this book that you wrote with Steve Forbes. But stress-free retirement, Patrick talks about not losing money, also not limiting your gains. This is very powerful.
Yeah, it's very powerful, but not quite as powerful as former President George Bush at, 90 years old?
Unbelievable.
Jumping out of a perfectly good airplane yet again on purpose.
That's just amazing. And actually, so we have a little bit of audio here on the show of how it happened. And he was landing, and here, we'll give you just a taste of it. Unbelievable. They were actually singing happy birthday to him.
Oh, that's incredible.
It's coming in too fast.
Dear Gabby.
Unbelievable.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, I mean, that's just
cold.
Said it was cold up there.
Well, yeah, but I mean, absolutely phenomenal. I mean, I know he had it was a tandem jump, so he had somebody mm-hmm. attached to him. But still, just the idea of being 90 years old and feeling that much energy and the desire to go out and do that, that's such a phenomenal thing. I don't remember the name of the woman. An heiress just died recently. It was probably a couple months ago, but her estate is being distributed now. Her last name is Clark. I can't remember her first name, but, you know, very, very wealthy. And they were doing some interviews with some of her family members, nieces and nephews. She had no kids. And they were talking about the fact, even though her three Fifth Avenue apartments, Park Avenue apartments, so she has these Park Avenue apartments, three of them, fully furnished, maintained immaculately, no dust, cleaned every week. I mean, just absolutely fabulous. A mansion in Connecticut, a mansion in Santa Barbara, California, just absolutely anything and everything you wanted. She died, I think she was 103, 104 years old. And 20 years ago, she basically moved into a hospital. Hmm. And she moved into a hospital, even though she wasn't sick, because she wanted that socialization. Because, you know, quite frankly, by the time you get to be 90 years old, 95 years old, like, former President Bush there,